Here's an important here's a key. People who ask get answers. People who assume seek problems. Let me say that again. People who ask get answers. People who assume, to assume means to think without knowing. Okay. To assume means to think without knowing. Assumption is the noun. Okay, here's the example. Here's an example for you, right? I see you with a Tesco bag. Okay, I see you. You have a Tesco bag, right? I can ask you, did you go to Tesco? That will get an answer. Or I can think, oh, she went to Tesco. Question mark, maybe. Right. So, if you want an answer, you must ask. But if you assume, you think, but you don't ask, then you are not going to get an answer. You are going to get a problem. And so the question is, are you asking or are you assuming? Because the ask will lead you to information which will give you clarity and knowledge and an answer. But the assumption will only be more confusion and a puzzle and maybe this, maybe that, maybe right, maybe wrong. You will not have clarity from that. And many people are scared or afraid to ask. Many people are scared to ask. It's both simple and complicated, right? At the same time. And I learned this indirectly from my lawyer. For when I asked him, what do I do? He said, ask. That's it, right? That's it. And it's so true. It's so incredibly simple. But a lot of the time, just because we are who we are, we don't do it. And so it's one of those life lessons, always ask. You know, be polite, be nice, always ask. And you will, if you ask, you will get clarity. Because it's not your opinion. You have to get outside of your own mind to get clarity on things. And sometimes it happens naturally for us, whether we're searching on Google or talking to a friend or whatever, but a lot of the time is natural for us, but a lot of the time we don't. We at the same time we don't ask as well. And it's life skill, right? The ability to ask questions. I think the English language has, I think the last count I had was maybe, I can't remember how many. There's seven basic types of questions, and then there's another seven more complex type of questions. So I think altogether there are 14 different ways to ask questions in the English language. So there's not just one way to do it. There's a lot of different ways to do it within the English language. And we are a lot of us, we're not very good at it. We're not very good at it. We and it's interesting to me how such a simple activity gives us a lot more clarity. And then it comes back, then it circles straight back round to the Bible again, because ask and it shall be given to you, right, is another biblical quote where it's there, right? How do I get it? Well, you ask, and if you are deserving, if you should get it, it will come or be given to you. And if you don't get it, then perhaps it's just not meant to be at this moment in time. So, it's a big topic. It's a big topic, and it's I'm going through the Old Testament right now. I'm reading the Old Testament in the Bible, and I'm in what is it? The First Samuel, Second Samuel, First Kings, and Second Kings, and it's all people killing people. That's all it is, right? And every now and then, there's a little bit of wisdom, but it's, and then Saul said, smote him, and, off with his head. Stab. There's a lot of blood and violence, and it's a crazy story, right? It's a really crazy story about I just I'm trying to understand it and process it in my head, like where does this fit into the whole picture of everything. And yeah,
Condition.
it makes we haven't learned anything, you know. It's just that it just comes back to it's the same problems down throughout history. Yeah.